Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt. And today is day 7, Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua, Faith and Trust, Part 2. Meditation verses for today, Mark 11:22-24, Tree of Life version. And Yeshua answered, saying to them, "Have faith in God. Amen, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but trust in what he says is happening, so it shall be done for him. For this reason, I say to you, whatever you pray and ask, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." The Amplified Translation. Yeshua replied, "Have faith in God constantly. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will. For this reason I am telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them and they will be given to you." Again, the Jewish concept of faith, the proper counterpart for the general English term faith, as occurring in the expression principles of faith, would be the concept of emunah in Judaism. While it is generally translated as faith or trust in God, the concept of emunah can be more accurately be described as an innate conviction, a perception of truth that transcends reason. Emunah can be enhanced through wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and learning of the word. But emunah is not simply based on reason, nor can it be understood as the opposite of or standing in contrast to reason. Continuing on with 18 definitions of faith, number 11, faith sees the invisible. Faith is based upon God's vision and that we see through the eyes of God via his word. Beginning with Hebrews verse 13, "These all died in faith without receiving the things promised, but they saw them and welcomed them from afar, and they confessed that they were strangers and sojourners on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If indeed they had been thinking about where they had come from, they would have had the opportunity to return. But as it is, they yearn for a better land, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." Tree of Life version. Number 12, faith believes in God's faithfulness and promises. Hebrews 11:17-19. "By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. Yes, he who had received the promises was offering up his one and only son, the one whom it was said, 'Through Isaac's offspring shall be named for you.' He reasoned that God was able to raise him up from the dead, and in a sense, he did receive him back from there." Number 13, faith is confident in things to come. Hebrews 11:20-27. "By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph, and he bowed in worship while leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, made mention of the exodus of Bnei Israel and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was an extraordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's decree. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Instead, he chose to suffer mistreatment along with the people of God, rather to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. He considered the disgrace of Messiah as greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger, for he persevered as if seeing the one who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the smearing of the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch him. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as if on dry ground. When the Egyptians tried it, they were swallowed up. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they encircled for 7 times. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, but because she welcomed the spies with shalom. Hebrews 3:6, but Messiah as Son is over God's house, and we are his house if we hold firm to our boldness and what we are proud to hope. Hebrews 3:14, for we have become partakers or partners of Messiah if we hold our original conviction firm until the end. Hebrews 10:35-38, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it is glorious and great reward. For you have need of patient endurance to bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising, so that when you have carried out the will of God, you may receive and enjoy to the full of what he promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one, the one justified by faith, shall live by faith, respecting man's relationship to God and trusting him. And if he draws back, shrinking in fear, my soul has no delight in him. Ephesians 3:12, in him we have boldness and access with confidence through trusting in him. 1 John 3:21-24, beloved, if our heart does not convict us of guilt, we have confidence, complete assurance, and boldness before God. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we carefully and consistently keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight, habitually seeking to follow his plan for us. This is his commandment, that we believe with personal faith and confident trust in the name of his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, and that we unselfishly love and seek the best for one another, just as he commanded us. The one who habitually keeps his commandments, obeys his word, and following his precepts, abides and remains in him, and he in him. By this we know and have the proof that he really abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Shalom in Yeshua.